Okay, now next Sunday, God willing, we'll finish our series on the life of this great missionary to China. And we're going to have a short quiz next Lord's Day as well. And so I'll have a few prizes with me too. So listen carefully this morning, because there'll be a few questions that will be based on this morning's lesson. Hey, boys and girls, it's good to see you this morning. And we thank you for coming up to the front. Now, last Lord's Day, or the Lord's Day before, we thought about Hudson China. He's back now in England, and ill health has brought him back to his home country. And he's been praying that God will raise up missionaries to go to inland China. And often he would go to a big map on his wall of China, and he would look at all of the different provinces in inland China that have never been reached with the gospel. And his heart's heavy, and his heart is burdened. And as he prayed for one or two missionaries to go to China, God began to impress upon his heart the need for more. And we left off the last time how God had challenged Hudson Taylor's heart to pray for more missionaries for China. And God had put it upon his heart to be their leader and to take responsibility for them. And you might remember how Hudson Taylor had said no. He says, I just can't take any more responsibility for any more missionaries. There's too much involved. There's their health and their safety. And there's so much just trial and difficulty in the work. And he just said, I don't want to take any more responsibility. And so he held back and he didn't obey God. And boys and girls, that resulted in Hudson Taylor just being outside of the will of God. He knew in his own heart that he couldn't pray properly anymore. He knew that he wasn't in the place with God that he once had been. He was sad. He was miserable. He couldn't eat and he couldn't sleep. And Hudson Taylor lost out in the joy of the Lord because he didn't go through with God. And we can be the same. We can lose out whenever we know that God is asking us to do something and we don't do it. It's always the best thing to obey God. Remember the little hymn, the little chorus, let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There's no rest and there's no peace until the Lord has his way. But soon Hudson Taylor was invited by some good friends to spend a little bit of time on holidays down where they lived. They lived in a beautiful seaside town, and Hudson Taylor went down there, and first Lord's Day that he was there, they all went to church together. And they were all singing. And the little church, the little country church just outside of the town, was well filled. And as Hudson Taylor stood in that church service that morning, he listened to how people were singing and praising the Lord. And he looked around the congregation and he could see men and women that had got joy and peace and happiness in knowing the Savior. And as he looked around that great congregation, he began to think about millions in China who didn't have the privileges and the opportunities that this little congregation had. And he thought about the great need that there was to send more missionaries into China. Soon as the minister ended the service, he left the church and he went for a walk and he went down by the seaside and he began to wrestle with God in prayer. And God began to deal with his heart, and he began to say, Lord, I don't know how to provide for the missionaries. I don't know where they're going to come from. I don't have the health and the strength to lead them. But Lord, if you provide for my needs, I'll pray that you will raise up more missionaries. And he thought about the provinces in inland China, and he also thought about Mongolia, which at that time is really part of China. And he began to pray that God would send another 24 missionaries to China. And he would take responsibility for them. He thought if there were two missionaries in those inland provinces, and there were a couple maybe in Mongolia as well, 24 missionaries, well, that would be a good thing. And so he began to pray for 24. And he says, Lord, if you give 24 missionaries to China, I'll take responsibility for them. But Lord, you're going to have to provide the finance, and you're going to have to open the doors, and you're going to have to put it upon the hearts of people to go. So Hudson Taylor and his friends, they started a missionary organization, and they called it the China Inland Mission. And as he began to pray, soon there were 6 volunteers that came forward, still needed 18. Then another two came forward, so there were eight. He still needed 16 more. And whenever it was time for Hudson Taylor to go back to China himself, and his health had regained and he was feeling a lot better, he went back with his wife and his children and one of his helpers. And by that stage, God had provided another 16 missionaries to go to China. So there were exactly the 24 missionaries that Hudson Taylor had prayed for, and they all began to get ready to go back to China. Now, just before he left, some people says, well, you know, Hudson, it's all very well you going to China now, and you're fresh in people's minds, and you're popular at the minute, and you've been going around England doing meetings, and there's a little bit of a buzz, and there's a little bit of excitement. But don't forget that whenever you go back to China, and you take those 24 missionaries with you, people are going to forget about you. And support will dry up, and you'll not have the finance, and you'll not have the money, and you'll not have the wherewithal to survive in China. Hudson Taylor used to say to those people, my Bible tells me in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And he says, I know that if I put God first, and my missionaries know that if they put God first, that God will meet their need. And he coined this little quote here, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. Boys and girls, I wonder this morning, do you believe that? Do you believe that if you give your life completely over to God and you trust God for everything and you ask God to use you and guide you and direct you, do you believe that God can meet all of your needs? So now in China, Hudson Taylor has got 29 missionaries to look after. And one night they were having a big prayer meeting in China, along with some of the church members and some of these missionaries. And they were really praying for the needs of the country, and they were still thinking about the untold millions who were still untold. And Hudson Taylor stood up in that prayer meeting, and he says, we need to pray for more missionaries. He says, we need to pray that God will send to China another 70 missionaries within the next 3 years. And before the prayer meeting was over, Hudson Taylor began to thank God for the 70 more missionaries that he would send. And you know, by the end of that 3 year period, God had sent another 78 missionaries to China. Now, after that, Hudson Taylor would soon be asking God for even more missionaries to go to China. We'll find out next Lord's Day how many he was going to ask for. But boys and girls, never forget that God really does answer prayer. God hears prayer. We need to learn this. If you're a young Christian this morning, you're maybe 5, 10 years of age, get to know God in prayer. Set time aside every day to pray and ask God to meet you at the point of need. Mums and dads as well, let's take it to heart. God's work done God's way will never lack God's supply. I'll ask you boys and girls to go back to your seats. And again, thank you so much for listening. And we'll ask you just to please go back to your seats.